From Tidbits on October 18th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Mac Gourmet 3.0.1. Mac Gourmet 3.0 has been released by Advenio and Mac Gourmet Deluxe 3.0 by Mariner Software. The latter is the same program, bundled with Mac Gourmet's optional $9.95 cookbook, meal plan, and nutrition plugins. Mac Gourmet 3.0 features a completely revamped interface, including greater control over marking recipes made, flagged, starred, and more in the summary view, along with new themes and greater flexibility in theme appearance. Among other changes, the recipe editor now allows for images within the preparation steps and for one recipe to be an ingredient within another. Chef View, the full screen view to use while actually cooking, now supports voice and the Apple remote and can read recipes aloud to you. The Recipe Import Assistant, one of Mac Gourmet's most powerful features, can now import from any website. Finally, recipe scaling no longer changes the original recipe. The 3.0.1 update adds several new themes, fixes crashes when importing from allrecipes.com, and addresses a number of other bugs. Advenio also makes an iOS app called Mac Gourmet Touch that syncs with the desktop version of Mac Gourmet. LaunchBar 5.0.3. 11 months after its last update, LaunchBar has been upbumped to version 5.0.3. The new version includes a mix of new features, improvements, and bug fixes. LaunchBar now offers support for Firefox bookmark folders, improves iTunes integration, introduces support for browsing Aperture's recent libraries, and adds more options for address book preferences. A pair of refinements address LaunchBar's integrated calculator. You can now use the letter A to reference the last calculator result, and there's a new rounding option, too. LaunchBar also now supports Bing, Bing Images, and Lingui search templates. Full release notes, including a slew of minor fixes, are available at Objective Development's website. Postbox 2.0.1. Thunderbird-based email client Postbox is now at version 2.0.1. The update improves Growl notifications, so they now include new messages subject lines. Also new is support for 1Password and the just-updated Spam Sieve 2.8.4. Various minor issues, including improper font sizes for outgoing HTML messages, URLs not automatically linking properly, and others, are also addressed. Mac Update has the full release notes. Microsoft Office 2008 12.2.7, Office 2004 11.6.1. Microsoft has released security updates for Microsoft Office 2008 and Office 2004. Both updates fix vulnerabilities that could allow attackers to execute code remotely if you were to open a maliciously crafted Excel or Word file. Microsoft says that the update for Office 2008 also improves stability in Excel 2008 and resolves Entourage 2008 issues with Kerberos authentication and inadvertent duplication of items in Exchange 2007 mailboxes. The Office 2008 update requires macOS 10.10.4.9 Tiger or later, while the Office 2004 update needs macOS 10.10.2.8 Jaguar or later. Logic Pro and Logic Express 9.1.2. Apple has updated its professional music software Logic Express and Logic Pro to version 9.1.2. The updated versions improve compatibility with 6 and 12-core Mac Pro systems and support Rex files in 64-bit mode. In addition, the software now supports iOS Control Surface apps that use the OSC protocol, and compatibility with certain audio unit plugins is improved. Photo Magico 3.6. Boinks Software has released Photo Magico 3.6, the latest update to its slideshow generator. The new version adds integration with iMedia Browser, so image, movie, and audio panels now sport what Boinks calls a sleek new look. Also new is support for browsing and accessing Flickr images from within Photo Magico. And a new audio feature lets you link audio to specific slides. The update also includes numerous other enhancements and bug fixes. Dragon Dictate 2.0.1. Nuance Communications has released Dragon Dictate 2.0.1, a minor update to its dictation software. The update corrects issues related to mouse grid and multiple monitors, resolves a crash when updating preferences, and fixes issues related to upgrading Dictate 1.5 profiles. The release also includes fixes for an issue with special keys functioning properly in spelling mode, and removes the page setup menu option to behave as a better Snow Leopard citizen. We couldn't find a download link for the free trial on the Nuance website, but you can grab the latest version from Mac Update. The software requires macOS 10, 10.5.6, or later. SpamSieve 2.8.4. C Command Software has bumped SpamSieve to version 2.8.4. The updated spam filtering tool now integrates with Microsoft's upcoming Outlook 2011 for Mac OS X in the new Thunderbird-based email client Postbox 2. SpamSieve 2.8.4 also boosts filtering accuracy, improves training in Apple Mail, and improves localizations as too. If you're not a Gmail devotee, we agree with David Pogue and John Gruber that SpamSieve is the best way to keep your inbox clean on a Mac. MacBook and MacBook Pro SMC Firmware Update 1.4. Apple has released a pair of firmware updates addressing issues with charging MacBook and MacBook Pro laptops from 2007 and 2008. MacBook Pro SMC Firmware Update 1.4 and MacBook SMC Firmware Update 1.4 enable those earlier laptops to charge successfully using newer 60-watt and 80-watt MagSafe adapters. Apple advises that your computer's fans will run loudly during the installation of the firmware update, but that they'll resume normal behavior when the installation completes. To install the update, your laptop must either be plugged in or the battery must have a minimum of a 25% charge. The firmware updates require Mac OS X, 10.5.8, or 10.6.4 to install, though you can start up from a disk containing one of those operating system versions, install the update, and then reboot into a different version of Mac OS X if necessary. PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro 5.0.2. Smile has released updates for PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro, its software for creating and editing PDF documents. The updates for each application include reduced memory requirements for large documents, an added Needs OCR AppleScript property, the elimination of a possible hang when using the combined PDF script, clipping and print artifact problem fixes, and other assorted minor fixes and improvements. You can read a detailed description of the updates in Smile's press release. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.